Beis Amud Aleph. We are holding at the two dots already. We're like 10 lines into the page already on Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Simen Shinba'i Shanaz. What that means is, whenever you have Simen, it means this. The easy way to remember the upcoming Gemara is if you just remember these seven letters. Nun Beis Aleph Yud, Shin Nun Beis Aleph Yud, eight letters, I guess. Nun Beis, Shin Nun Beis Aleph Yud, Shin Nun Zayin. What the Gemara is going to do in this upcoming Gemara is, remember in the Mishnah we said that you can win the Avera contest by plowing a single area of land and you'll violate how many Yisurim, get how many Malkiyos?
Eight.
The Gemara is going to suggest seven more Averos that you could do simultaneous to that, and you could really therefore violate 15 Averos while you're plowing one piece of land. So the Gemara is going to suggest seven more, and it's not really going to have answers as to why you're not in violation of them. It sounds like you could. You could violate seven more things all at the same time, for which you'll get Malkus. So we're just going to go through the list. So it's not a very challenging first piece of Gemara here. Ask the Gemara. Maskevla Rav Hoshia. Rav Hoshia asks, V'lichshav nami hazorea b'nachal Eisan. What if you're planting and plowing in a Nachal Eisan, in the area where you're supposed to do, where you're supposed to do an Agla Rufa? Remember, Nachal Eisan is the untilled land where you have to do Agla Rufa. Maybe that's that would be another Avera that you're violating at the same time. Vaz harase mehacha, and the Pasuk says you're not allowed to do it in the following Pasuk. Pasuk says, Asher lo ye aved bo v'lo yizareya. That it has to be in an area that was never worked and never planted. So if you're plowing and planting in that, it's another Avera. Maskevor of Chananya, a second one. We can number them. You should number them in your Gemara. Chananya says the second avera that we could add to the Mishnah. The lichshav nami hamochek es Hashem b'halichaso. Why don't we count erasing Hashem's name while you're walking? While you're walking and plowing, you could also be erasing God's name. Vasarase mehacha. And the Torah says you're not allowed to do that in the following pasuk. Pasuk says, "Vivadta meshemam." You should wipe out the names of every avodah zarah, but lo sasim kein l'Hashem elokeichem, which means don't wipe out Hashem's name. Don't do that to Hashem. Wipe out the name of every avodah zarah, but lo sasim kein l'Hashem elokeichem. Don't wipe out Hashem's name. Third, maskev l'Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo asks, "V'lichshov nami hakotzitz es baharto." You might also, while you're plowing, Bikotzitz es baharta. What does that mean? Cut off your tzara'as while you're plowing. Vasarasi me'acha. And the pasuk says, "Now let's do that in the following place." He shamer b'negat tzara'as. Says you better guard that tzara'as that you have on your skin. You're not allowed to cut it off. Fourth one. Maskevla Abaye. Abaye asks, "V'lechshuv nami hamiziach hachoshen me'al ha'efod v'hamasir bade aron." Removing the choshen from the ephod of the Kohen Gadol, or taking out the poles from the aron. That's also an aver in the Torah. Maybe you're doing that while you're plowing. And the Yisr is from the following pasuk, lo yasuru v'lo yizach ha-choshen. So I guess that would be 4 and 5, because one is removing the choshen from the ephod, and the other is lo yasuru, not to remove the badim from the aron, not to remove the poles from the aron. Maskravashi, I can think of another avera that you could do at the same time. V'lichshav nami, hachoresh ba'atzei ashera. Someone who's plowing with atzei ashera. Someone who's plowing with ashera wood. What's ashera wood? Wood of avodah zarah. V'asarase me'acha. And the Yisr is v'liyidbak b'yadcha miyuma. You're not allowed to connect yourself at all to anything from avodah zarah. Maskev l'ravin, I'll give you another one. V'lichshov nami akotzeitz ilanos tovos. You might also consider, maybe this Gemara is not talking about while you're plowing. Maybe this is going back on the first mission in the Perek. What was the first mission in the Perek? About all the different things that you chayv malchus for. No, maybe this Gemara is going on that. And we're not talking about the averas you get while you're plowing. Maybe it's going back on that. That you're also Chayav Malkus for all of these Yisurim, and none of these were mentioned in that Mishnah. It has to be, right? Because it sounds so strange to be talking about all these things while you're plowing. It's a good question. I'm not sure. But it just seems strange to be. I have to look around in Rishonim, see what they say about this. But it seems to me that it would be more about just saying, you should get Malkus for all these things also, because these are also Yisurim in the Torah. I think that's what it means. Maskevla Ravina. So Ravina says, V'lichshav Nami, we should also count on the list of things you get malchus for, Hakotzei Tzilanos Tovos, cutting down perfectly good fruit trees. You're not allowed to cut down fruit trees. V'asarasi Me'acha, the asara is, Ki mimenu tochal, V'oso lo sichros. Pasuk says you're supposed to eat from fruit trees, but V'oso lo tichros, you're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree. Amalei Rav Zira L'Rav Mani. He says, I'll give you another one. V'lichshav Nami, we should also count on the list someone who takes a shavua that he's not going to plow on Yantif. And then he violates. So this has to be on our Mishnah. This one would be on our Mishnah. That while plowing that field, you could violate the Avera, another Avera, if not only you're a Kohen and a Nazir and using a donkey and an ox and you know all those things. Maybe it's also a case where you took a shavua that you're never going to plow on Yantif. So you're also violating a shavua. So what's the answer? That's not a violation of a shavua. Why? Good. Hasam lo kachal a shavua. That shavua is worthless if you took a shavua that you're not going to plow on Yantif because mushbavom in Me'ar Sinaihu. God already said you're not allowed to plow on Yantif. So you're already included in that shavua. Your shavua not to plow on Yantif is absolutely meaningless. Amar Lei says, no, maybe you said the Shavua could be meaningful. How could you make such a Shavua meaningful? Good, you said you're not going to plow at all. Kigonda Amar, Shavua Shalo Echrosh Bein B'chol Bein B'yamtov. You said you're never going to plow. Demigo Dechala Alei Shavua B'chol, since the Shavua is binding for weekdays, Chala Alei Nami B'yamtov. The Shavua is going to be binding even for Yantif. So therefore we should add that to the list in our Mishnah. That we're talking about a guy who took a shvua never to plow, and therefore he's violating that also while he's plowing. Answers the Gemara, Midi di'isei b'she'elo lo katani. Our Mishnah doesn't want to list any averos where you could undo the avera. You can undo a shvua. You can undo a neder, you can undo a shvua. There are ways to get out of a shvua, to make the shvua no longer binding. So we're not listing averos that can be undone. You can't undo being a Kohen. If you're a Kohen, you're a Kohen. You're never allowed to become Tameh. But you can undo a Shavua. You can't undo Malacha and Yantif. You're always going to be asked to do Malacha and Yantif. But you can undo a Shavua. Says Gemara, wait a second. None of the averos in our Mishnah are things that you can undo. You know what else you can undo? You can undo Hekdesh. If you made something Hekdesh, you can deconsecrate it. Make it no longer holy. You know what else you can undo? Nazirus. If you decide you're going to become a Nazir, you can undo that and say that, no, I didn't know what I was getting into and I made the neder and do Ataras and Darim, Afaras Nazirus. Get rid of the Nazirus. So below, really, our Mishnah doesn't give any examples of things that you can undo? Very Hegdish. You can undo Hegdish. Answers the Gemara, not always. Bibachar. Maybe the kind of Hegdish we're talking about is it's a firstborn animal. You can't undo that. If you made an animal holy by saying, I hereby make this animal holy, you can undo that. But you can't unfirstborn an animal. If an animal is a firstborn, it's a firstborn. So that's the case of Hekdesh the Mishnah spoke about. Yeah, but Varei Nazir, what about Nazir? Nazir is something you can undo, and that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Answers the Gemara, Nazir is not always something you can undo. What kind of Nazir can you not undo? Nazir Shimshon. But Nazir Shimshon. So you're born a Nazir and you remain a Nazir forever. Says the Gemara, but wait a second. If the guy's a Nazir Shimshon, then he wouldn't be punished in our Mishnah. Why not? What was the Nazir? What was the problem of being the Nazir in our Mishnah? He was becoming Tameh. Nazir Shimshon is allowed to become Tameh. Nazir Shimshon Barat Mui Lemesim. Barat Mui Lemesimu. Is Nazir Shimshon someone who's not allowed to become... Is Barat Mui Lemesimu? Is someone who's allowed to become Tameh? Yeah, that can't be what the Mishnah's talking about. Ella Haitana Isur Kola Lesle. Now what you have to say is that our Tana must hold that even if you take a Shavua to never plow, the Shavua is not binding for Shabbos and Yantif. The Shavua is only binding for the other day. He doesn't hold of Isser Kolel. He doesn't hold that once the Shavua is binding for weekdays, it's also going to be binding for Shabbos and Yantif. He rejects it. Our Tana must not hold that way. So you must hold that even if you took a Shavua never to plow, when you plow on Yantif, it's not a violation of that Shavua. It's only a violation of plowing on Yantif. Amra Poshia. Hamrabiyash. So period. So actually we should do a couple of main points. Main point number two, we suggest seven or eight more malchios that can be violated. And it seems like it's saying all of them when plowing, because the last one's definitely when plowing. It's just very hard to understand why the middle ones have anything to do with plowing. But seven or eight malkios, more malkios that can be violated. While plowing, that's what I wrote, although I want to look into that. Number three.
On shot?
No. The case in the Mishnah while plowing on Yontif. Number three, even though normal Hegdish and normal Nazirus can be undone, you can undo normal Hegdish and normal Nazirus. What type of Hegdish and what type of Nazirus cannot be undone? Or permanent? But Nazir Shimshon, what type of Hegdish? Bechar. Right? Bechar and Nazir Shimshon are permanent. And finally, last two lines before the Mishnah. Even though normal Hegdish and normal Nazirus are permanent, they can't be undone, Kedusha of a Bechar and Nazir Shimshon can be undone. They're not permanent. I say... cannot be undone. They are permanent. Most normal Hagdish, normal Nazir can be undone, are not permanent. I'm sorry. Nazir Shimshon and Kedusha of Bechar cannot be undone. They are permanent. Amar Rav Hoshea. Three more lines. Two and a half more lines. Amar Rav Hoshea. Hamrabia shar psulei amakdashim. If a person mates a shor that was hegdish that became pasul. Psulei amakdashim, I should have made that a concept. Psulei amakdashim, that was hegdish that became pasul. And he mates it with another animal. Lokesh shnayim, he gets two malkios. Because a shor that's psulei amakdashim, the Rivan explains over here, remember it's not Rashi, the Rivan explains over here that we view psulei amakdashim as if it's half hegdish and half not hegdish. So you're not allowed to mate a hegdish animal with a not hegdish animal. And you're not allowed to mate a not hegdish animal with a hegdish animal. So no matter what you mate it with, you're mating half of it is bad, right? So a shor of psulei amakdashim is considered half hegdish, half not hegdish. When you mate it with another animal, you get two malkios. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, hamanig b'shor psulei amakdashim loke. If you plow or lead an animal that's psulei amakdashim to do work for you, you get malkos because it's klayim, because it's half hegdish and half not hegdish, and that's klayim. Because even though it's only one body, it's only one physical entity, we consider it like it's two. We consider it like it's half Hakdish and half Chulin. So we view it like it's two different things. Very strange thing. That would be called Klayim. That the same body, the same animal, is going to be called a mixture of two animals. But that's what it says. The Rivan says it's very strange. It says Dover Temo. Very weird, the Rivan says, but that's what it seems to be saying in the Gemara. So main point number four, psulei hamukdashim. What are psulei hamukdashim? Hegdish animals that became possible to use as a carbon. Psulei hamukdashim, like what if it gets, what makes an animal possible to use as a carbon? What makes it no longer usable as a carbon?
Yeah, but it
has a disease, a mum, it was used to pay a prostitute, it was, you know, things like that that would disqualify it. So psulei hamakdashim are considered to be klayim with both chulin and with kachim animals. It's considered to be a forbidden mixture, klayim with both chulin animals and with kachim animals. Because it's considered both.
A
chulin animal is a regular animal. Okay, that is Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph.